is clutter affecting your romantic relationship? Are you aware of what clutter you are bringing into your most intimate relationship? Do you remain present in your relationship or in the past or future? Let's continue our month focusing on clearing clutter with Julie Caraccio podcast interviews.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
This month focuses on interviews I have done on other podcasts. Sometimes it takes hearing something in a different way or by asking a different question for that aha moment. Have an aha moment from one of the interviews? I'd love to hear it. Mission Date Night is a weekly podcast that is metaphysical advice for couples in love that is intimate, fun, and playful. Doctors Janelle and Rob Alex host this podcast. I enjoyed talking about how clutter can be causing chaos in relationships.
The year 2010, power couple, Doctors Rob and Janelle Alex, started an underground organization to help the status of relationships all over the globe. Now, they are enlisting your help as Mission Date Night agents. Will you accept your mission?
Hey everybody, and welcome to Mission Date Night. Today we're going to be clearing the clutter. Yes, we're going to get it out of there.
My desk needs it.
Yeah.
Got some sticky notes on it right now. and a few other things that need to get done. I'm like, I need to declutter my desk. However, today we're going to be talking to Julie Caraccio, and she is a professional organizer.
Yay.
But guess what? We're not just going to be talking about clearing out your closets and clearing off your desk. We're going to be talking about what decluttering your relationship really looks like and how decluttering all around you helps your romantic relationship and even your romantic relationship with yourself. So sure, that could be the case, but definitely the relationship with yourself anyway. So welcome, Julie.
Welcome, Julie.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
And we are super excited to have you because there's definitely times we could stand to declutter. We all could, I think. So could you give us a little insight? How does decluttering, or rather, should I say, how can we declutter our relationship? How does this work? How does this have an impact on our relationships?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is I look at clutter from a different perspective. I look at all types of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. And so I always ask people to examine what relationship clutter are you bringing in? Because so many times we get focused on the physical. You know, you talked about your desk being full of clutter, and that might drive your husband nuts. But are you bringing in something like jealousy? You're jealous maybe of your husband's friend or a skill your partner has, or are you bringing in mental clutter? Is your head always buried in your iPad and you're not really engaged in conversation with your partner? So to me, it's about looking at all the different types of clutter that you bring in your relationship. And, you know, you interview a lot of people, and I'm betting that more than one person has said financial issues are an area of strain in relationships. Most people have about $15,000 in credit card debt, but over 7,000 items hanging around the house collecting dust that aren't being used. So that's just an example of another way that clutter can cause friction in a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I do teach sometimes is how to kind of declutter your money and the impact it has on you, again, personally in your relationship. It's huge. But even what was jumping into my mind this morning is sometimes it can be the stress or strain of a client or customers, or if you're employed by, employed by someone else, then just coworkers or your employer, your boss maybe is bringing some stress in. So that becomes cluttered because your mind is focused on some of those things and you're not able to then solely focus in on yourself and your relationship.
I love that, because what I'm going to bring that back to, and this is one of those points that I love to hammer home, live in the present moment. Mm-hmm. Your point of power to change is in the present moment. If you're hanging out at home and you're focused on your work, you're not present. Yeah. You're in the future. You know what? You can't control the future. We as human beings like to think we're in control and we're not. So an example I would use, if you're worried about your boss or he's giving you a harder time, point of power to change is in the present moment. What can you do to make that situation better? And if you're spending your time in the past worrying about what your boss said yesterday or what he could say tomorrow in the future, you're not really present. And so I encourage people, if you're with your partner, your focus is on your partner. Now, this would be a great bonding moment. Honey, this is what's going on. How do you think, what are your suggestions on how I could handle this? Or you say, I'm really stressed out right now. This is how I would like you to support me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I find that fascinating, because as we're talking about clutter in relationships, I see how many walls we build up between our partner and ourselves. Just on basically what you just said, that we don't ask their opinion, we don't get their input. So instead of, you know, keeping that wall down, we build it up and like, I'll just deal with this myself. And I think you bring up such a great point there.
But I think that our past so many times, and I like to say often dig deeper, because most of the times when I work with clients, the clutter, even if it's physical, because whatever is going inside in your self is reflected in your outside environment. I can walk into a home and have a good sense, is there depression going on? Is there anxiety? And so as you work on either of those, you clear clutter in all areas. But something that might have a boyfriend did to you 20 years ago, you're bringing that baggage into the current relationship. But if you're living in the present moment, then you don't bring that in.
Well, that's so interesting. And of course, everybody always tells me I'm so organized in all the work that I do. And I've heard that so many times, right? And then I go back and I look at my desk and I go, I don't see it.
So, well, but you're not alone. But but I find that, I'll tell you a funny story. I had a job once and I showed up and a woman said to me, I had an organizer I'd hired before you, but the day she showed up, she had one black shoe and one brown shoe on, and I knew it wasn't going to work. So that you can be a professional organizer and be disorganized or have a ton of clutter in your life. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's funny. I've never done that. I don't think I've ever had two different shoes. We're good.
Not on purpose, I haven't.
No, I never have. Well, not on purpose. Of course, yeah. Not on purpose, but like that I haven't done. But there's that. I want people to really understand maybe and really fully grasp that it's not just your desk being a mess. We're talking about that. We're trying to get you guys to understand that. It's much, much more than that. So first of all, how can we really take, what kind of clues can we take in that reflect what's going on inside? So in that example, if we look at some of those external pieces, like the messy desk or the cluttered kitchen table or whatever, how do we see that? How does that, what is that really reflecting from within us? Can you give us some idea there?
Sure. Well, I'm gonna try to give some concrete examples. But first, I want to point out clutter is a delayed decision. So if your desk is cluttered, you're just, I don't want to deal with it now. Don't want to make a decision. Because if you knew, okay, this goes here, I need to file this, I need to take action on that. I had a client once, she had a stack of papers, not on a desk, but it's probably 2 or 3 feet tall. And so I said, okay, what's going on with this pile of paper? And she said, oh, I'm going to be sending those articles to people. And I said, okay, well, how long, you know, if you take a clipping from a magazine, say, or send a picture to someone. And I said, well, okay, well, how long have we had this pile? Oh, 2 to 3 years. So we engaged in a dialogue and I kept asking her questions, and what it boiled down to, and this is what I want to say, we all have the answers within. People like what I do and what you do, we reflect that back to others. And so what mm-hmm. she was able to articulate was, I'm afraid that if I don't keep in touch with people and I don't send them articles, then they won't love me anymore. As soon as she was able to articulate that, she's like, oh my gosh, that's false, and was able to let it go. And we recycled the entire stack.
That's really cool. So I'm thinking, when I look at my messy desk, and it's not like horrible, it's just got, mainly it's where I've made notes to myself, my sticky notes. And other than that, I live by my Google Calendar, but then that's with me all the time. You know, it's on your phone, it's everywhere you go. But there's just some of those things that it's like, well, I don't have time. I don't know where I really want to put it right now. And I feel like if I go take the time to do that and put it in a specific place, and I got to, or take this book and walk into the other room and stick it on the shelf, then I'm like, wait, I'll just do it later because I've got so much to do right now. That's where, for me personally, that's what jumped out to me when you said that, because I go, oh, because I'm so busy.
Okay, I have a couple thoughts on that. First of all, I'm a huge fan, whether you are a app person on your phone, you like to have a to-do list, you write it down. I'm looking at my to-do list now, and I have professional on one side and personal on the other. We are in our annual decluttering purge. So every year, I go through everything that we own. Oh, wow. So once you do a big annual purge, then it's a lot easier. So it hardly takes me any time at all. But I write it down. It is on my to-do list, so mm-hmm. I have to do it. The problem is, oh, I'll get to it later, but we never get to it later. We never write it down. And so that has to be part of your daily routine. If it's 5 minutes at the end of the day, then you do it. And the other place I challenge you, and you say, oh, I don't have enough time, I want to know how much time you were on Facebook, how much TV did you watch this week? Because a lot of times people say to me, I teach a class and I hear that all the time, and I want you to challenge yourself on that. Where do you have that 5 minutes? Because I'm betting that you can find it. And, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, right. And clearing your clutter is not going to be gone in a day. So if you can only spend 5 minutes a day, that's okay. But guess what? At the end of the week, that's 35 minutes, and that will add up to something.
Yeah, and I want to say too, because, you know, I do – Rob and I have a tendency to put ourselves out there like, hey, when we're talking to our guests. And we were like, here we are, transparent, and we'll let you work on us. But for me, yeah, I can look at my desk and go, yeah, in 5 minutes, mine would be completely cleared off and all perfect and neat and tidy, because I don't have that much. Mm-hmm. But it does still feed this icky energy, for no better term. It feeds this, and this chaotic feeling when there's 6, 7, 8 sticky notes and a notebook and some pens not stuck in, you know, put neatly over to the side, and I plop my phone and my glasses down over there. And so it's not as neat and tidy now, and it doesn't feel as nice.
Oh, I love that you mentioned that, because I believe there's energetic clutter on many different mm-hmm. levels. And the reality is, if you have that cluttered desk, you can't think as clearly. And I will have creative people say to me, oh, but I know everything is. There's a rhyme and reason to that. And I'll say, okay. But I'm always going to fall to the side that when you have everything in some type of order, then you're going to be able to think better. If you have a lot of projects going on, I'm a huge fan of one of those mail slots that you see in a lot of offices, like the little cubbies where people would get their mail. Uh-huh. Because if you have, like, if you're a writer, put your pro, and you have, oh, I've got this idea, then put it in each little project in a cubby hole. So it's cleared, it's not cluttered, and it's organized.
Are you feeling stuck? Does your mind always seem to go a million miles a minute? Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. As a lifestyle coach, Julie supports you in your self-development and well-being by showing you how to declutter your life. She considers herself a CPO, Chief Possibility Officer, because our possibilities are endless. Ready to take the next step? Schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Well, I want to go back to something you were talking about just a few minutes ago, about that time clutter, as I will address it as. And how just yesterday I made a statement that just really hit home to me, because I get up usually every morning and I say, oh my gosh, I got so much to do. And I spend so much time worried about, you know, what I have to do and mm-hmm. thinking about it. And I told Janelle, I said, you know, I'm going to change the way I address it in the morning. And I started saying, you know, I'm going to get a lot done today. And it is amazing yesterday how much more I got done, because I changed that mindset around it, and I didn't have that time clutter of going, oh my gosh, I'm thinking in my head, I've got so much to do. And it allowed me to dive into what I needed to get done. And I was like, wow, this has made a huge shift.
Oh, I believe that. I believe in setting your intention every morning. So before I'm out of bed, I visualize a great day. Okay, I'm going to get done what needs to be done. And that helps me prioritize. And mm-hmm. I think prioritizing is very important, and looking at your schedule and what you need to do this interview today. That's an A1 priority in all your interviews for today. And understanding and being clear When you clear your clutter, you get to what's important. You get to what brings you joy. But that helped your mental clutter because you changed from, and I love that you did this because it makes such a huge difference because we create our reality. Mm-hmm. We create our day. So if you switched, I'm going to get it done. It's going to be a great day. Instead of that, oh my gosh, harried feeling like if there's too much, I'm overwhelmed, I'm never going to get it done. Right.
Yeah, and it did. It did make a huge difference yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to do that every day. it was like a light bulb went off. Now, we talked about electronics and our computer and everything, you know, and I'm a desktop clutterer on my computer. I don't get so much on my desk, but my computer screen looks like
somebody just took a
windmill and blew everything around. I know where it's at, but... How, you know, is that important too for us to declutter in that aspect?
Oh, absolutely. Because again, clutter, think of clutter as stagnant energy, stuck, mm-hmm. stagnant energy. And if you're in something that's stuck and stagnant, you can't move forward. So I view clutter as anything, again, that's not allowing you to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. That's why I'm so passionate about this, because if we clear the clutter, we can do what brings us joy. And if we're all living in a joyful world, think about how wonderful that would be.
Now, you know, a lot of this we've been talking about individuals, but in a relationship situation where you're having to deal with somebody else's clutter, if you will, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, what have you, how can we work together to clear that clutter? Do you have any tips for that?
Sure. I just worked with a couple recently. And what I do when I work with a couple or a family, I lay down ground rules. So, for instance, no shaming, mm-hmm. blaming, or judgment. And because if you start off with that, you're going to start off in a good place. And when I set that, so set the tone, okay, we're not going to argue. We're not going to blame each other. We are a team. We're going to approach this from a team. So I have people look at individually what's going on. So this couple I worked with recently, they're really funny because the husband's like, I don't like to throw anything away. And my wife likes to buy a lot of stuff. So we're the perfect clutter storm. So it's like, okay, let's take – look, you don't like to throw anything away. So let's dig a little deeper. I'm always about that. What is your clutter about? And if you work on yourself and look at what clutter am I bringing to the relationship? And then if you each do that, then you're able to come together. I always suggest making it fun. Okay, if we're going to sit down and clear some clutter, whether it's whatever it is that's in the marriage, then let's go get a couple's massage afterward. I think that that's really important. And work on, you know, sometimes in a marriage, one person tends to be, I found, more like this example, to one extreme, and there's usually balance. In the marriage, I'm the one that clears clutter easily. So I'm always saying to my husband, well, what will motivate you? Let's look, are you going to get more time? Are we going to save money? Are we going to have peace of mind? What is it that will help you and help them figure out, oh my gosh, if I clear my desk, then I'm going to just feel wonderful, and it's going to allow me to work on my side project of a book. And so feeling into their motivations and what will support them.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that up. Unfortunately, we had a neighbor that just passed away, and she was a hoarder, according to her husband. We didn't get to get inside their house too much, but judging by the outside, I would say that's probably true. And it was a sore spot for their relationship. And even though, you know, he was saddened with her passing, she'd been sick for a while, so it wasn't like an instantaneous thing. Mm-hmm. But the last few weeks, you know, he has been cleaning out the house. There is a liveliness to him that I have not seen since we've lived next to him. You know, and he's getting to clear that clutter that's been a sore spot in their relationship. Unfortunately, not the best way to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can see this energetic shift in him, and it's powerful.
Oh, I believe that. You know, hoarding is a whole nother level because behind that, there's a deep psychological thing going on. I'll share an example. So I worked with a client who wasn't a hoarder, but she was a woman in her 40s who had a bunch of stuffed animals. Now you might think, I mean, for most people, that's odd for a woman in her 40s to have a bunch of stuffed animals. You usually think with children. Well, when working with her, what I learned was when she was a child, all of her stuffed animals were taken away. Parents went in and cleared everything out without asking her. And so that's why she had collected them. So that's what, you know, digging deeper. So with your neighbor's wife, there was, that could have been something, or scarcity. Maybe the family had money, then all of a sudden lost it. and we're poor. And so, my gosh, if I'm ever in this situation again, I'm not going to throw anything out. So it especially with the hoarding situation, that's really difficult. And that's a time when it would benefit to call in a professional to help.
What about, though, if we get into that mindset and take it too far the other way, wow, I'm not with it this morning. How can we not stress ourselves over, everything's got to be perfectly in every single space? Or, of course, you know, that might be the case, because a lot of people are that way. Everything has to have its place, which places stress on perhaps your relationship as well.
Oh, I agree with that 100,000%. And I always stress to people, don't get caught up in being perfect. Good enough is good enough. I will say, you know, I use Martha Stewart as an example. It's all fine and dandy, but Martha only sleeps 4 hours a night. Martha has a staff. Martha doesn't have small kids. So I don't believe for most of us that it's realistic. So that's a good point that you make. Like, I went, when I was networking once, someone said, oh, only touch a paper once. Well, you know what? Life happens, and sometimes you have to touch a paper more than once. And so don't get caught up in that. And what I like to say, if you walk into my house, it feels nice. People want to be here. If someone says to me, Julie, I can save you $1,000 on insurance, I'm like, well, hold on one moment, because I'm going to grab my insurance policy right now. I can find what I need when I need it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like my files are so strict that I just have a generic insurance one. Okay, well, that's what we'll pull out. We're not going to have it filed so crazily that it takes me more time to find it and upkeep it. It's about being good enough. Don't get caught up in being perfect.
I think that's such an important point to make, because there can be that piece as well. Or, okay, one more thing then. We get to this place where we have decluttered the material stuff. Some of the emotional clutter has been decluttered, or the spiritual or any of those things. How do we then do it again? Because that is one thing when I look at the physical aspects of things. I'll clean things up and then bam, it starts to collect again. How do you advise people to get into the practice of making it become a habit, a good habit, a good practice?
First, like I mentioned earlier, write it down. It's got to be part of your daily routine. And life happens. If you know, I had surgery unexpectedly. It was in the fall. I didn't worry about some things for a month. I'm like, I've got to recuperate. I've got to recover. I'll get to it when I do. But I was going to get to it. So if you don't do it in the week, then you know what? You spend a half an hour Saturday morning before you go to the gym or before you go and get your morning coffee. You commit to doing it. It's like anything. The more you do it and you use that muscle, the easier it will become. And again, once you've done what I consider like a real clearing of clutter and gotten organized, it's much easier to maintain it. But you have to maintain it. If you always are buying and never letting clutter go, you're going to have a full garage in no time at all. Or you're going to have a full bedroom. You have to maintain it. That's super important.
Yeah, I remember one of the business coaches I've worked with, that was something she took 5 to 10 minutes before she quit work for the day. Mm-hmm. And everything went back. You know, she got it all off of her desk. That was the big key. And so I think that's a great piece too. And it's not just, again, everybody remember, it's not just the physical stuff that is the obvious. It's that stuff that you can't see. And so we have to work on that. And I think it was, I don't know if it was a Mission Date Night guest or an Authors Talk About It guest, but we just had that conversation the other day of, well, hey, Janelle, do you and Rob clear your energy and cleanse yourself in that sense after every single interview? Because our interviews are mm-hmm. typically back to back on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I have a tendency to do that after I work with a client. And I can't speak for Rob, but at the end of the day, I will do that. I hadn't considered I hadn't thought about doing it in between, even when there's seconds, sometimes in between interviews. So today would be the first Tuesday since that conversation. So I'm going to be trying to practice that and just see if I feel a difference, or especially if we happen to have an interview that for whatever reason, if the topic was deep or whatever the reason, but I feel like I need to, because mm-hmm. or maybe we were so high energy that I need to settle back down or whatever the case may be. So just to clear that and declutter, if you will, some of that. So it'll be an interesting experiment to work on.
Oh, I love that you're doing that, because other people's energy can definitely get into our field. Oh, yeah. And yeah. We can feel that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. But yes, it's very true. It's an important one to learn as well. So,
are you feeling stuck? Does your mind always seem to go a million miles a minute? Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. As a lifestyle coach, Julie supports you in your self-development and well-being by showing you how to declutter your life. She considers herself a CPO, Chief Possibility Officer, because our possibilities are endless. Ready to take the next step? Schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Takeaways from today's podcast. What clutter are you bringing into your relationship? Physical clutter, emotional clutter like jealousy, or mental clutter by always being focused on your iPad or smartphone? Live in the present moment of your relationship. That is your point of power to change. Be present and don't focus on past hurts or future concerns. Lay ground rules when decluttering. No shaming, blaming, or judgment. Make it fun. Enjoy a reward after you have cleared clutter. Struggle with a partner that's a clutter bug? Ask your partner what benefits they will receive when they let go.
Julie, how can everyone find you online?
They can go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com, and I also have a podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, which you can find everywhere.
That's fantastic. One of the other things that we like to do, Julie, because, you know, we play a little bit with the spy theme, obviously, it being Mission Date Night. So we want to put you on the spot here, you're not going to have any problems with this, but what mission would you give to our listeners today? One simple mission that they could handle today, right now.
I want them to clear the clutter in any area they choose, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. 10 minutes today clearing some type of clutter.
Excellent. I love that. And I just want to say, not that I was, because I have Rob here. So when he was talking a while ago, I started picking all the sticky notes up. My desk is not 100% cleared off, but it's about 90% cleared off now.
And so, and from my standpoint, it's brighter. It's more inviting. It's amazing how that works.
But see how easy that was? You know, you can, not that I encourage people to multitask, because that can be cluttering in itself. But just as a really quick moment, I said, wait a minute. Boom. And it's cleared off. Yeah, so it can be done.
It can be done, I promise. I'm telling the truth.
So everybody, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find one area. It doesn't have to be anything huge. It can be your desk, or maybe it's just the bathroom sink. Who knows? But clean that off and start with that, and then you can move forward from there. Make sure you check out reawakenyourbrilliance.com. And of course, check out Julie's podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. It's so important, more than you even realize. I know we all get that, but we want you guys to get that, because it really, really is. And of course, subscribe to Mission Date Night podcast.
Yeah, do it.
Don't want to miss that. We've got to get out of here for today. So Julie, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
It's been an honor.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody. I'm Dr. Janelle Alex.
And I'm Dr. Rob Alex, encouraging you not to be a clutter bug.
All right, everybody. Will you accept your mission?
Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.